This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Folks want adventure. You're about to get it. Here, we can see off potential futures. And you can feel where we're going if we make any wrong steps at this point. Now, there's not just evil in the world. There's good. And I think prayer is essential. That prayer has to be turned into action. We've got Reverend Childress, the Black Genocide Research Group, who's made films and is an expert, testified to Congress on Planned Parenthood and the targeting of black people. And the fact that if Kanye West is for real, he would come out and talk about that. Well, he's done it. And boy, are they coming after him now. So he's going to pop in for a few segments. We'll go back to your calls. I'm going to get to everybody that's holding right now. Danny and Jeff and Jason and Stefan and Sean and Wildman and Brian and Mel in Costa Rica. We'll get to all of you. But Jeff in Canada, he's a trucker. This is the launch Operation Patriot Revere. Whatever you do, get active or get enslaved. So, and I agree. The globalists go hire all these companies worldwide to run their operations against America, but people all over the world can realize America is where the big fight's happening right now. If the globalists get full control, Katie bar the door, if America becomes a pure engine of evil. And just like the Russia was an engine of communism, and it was hellish. Well, we can't go there, or it's going to be 10 times worse than Russia. Just watch, folks. We're so close to that. So what do you see with this Operation Patriot Revere?
Well, Alex, I think you could turn it into a contest. I don't know if contest is the right genre for this, but to mobilize the creativity of the patriots. Like, you told me you saw a lawn sign that said Hillary for prison, and it went worldwide. It was one person acting and just putting a sign on their lawn, and somebody else grabbed it and spun off of it.
It was homemade.
Yeah, it was homemade. And it's seemingly nothing, but it went worldwide. That's what we need. You know, someone takes a microphone and goes down to the NRA there and gets an interview seen by hundreds of thousands of people. Everybody has to pray to God and act in what they hear. Just do what you hear, but you have
That's right. And sure, you go on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, they ban you in a week, or maybe they shadow ban you immediately. You do it more, and everybody's going to catch Hillary when she collapses again, or when she slaps somebody across the face, or one of these child molesters. Or, you know, we have to go get eyes on them, and they're so evil that you don't have to wait for action with these people, man. I'm telling you. These corrupt mayors, these corrupt politicians, it is time to let them have it politically, legally, and lawfully, just like Veritas does.
Exactly. I would like to see a T-shirt and a hat line. I think patriots could rally around that flag and really just take action.
I've been trying to think what the new Hillary for prison style shirt is for this year. That was the dominant V shirt of the 2016 election. We get the credit for that, which means they've come after us, but I kind of like the Trump Medusa one because it's Hillary and she plans to run again. It doesn't mean that's going to happen, but she's trying. But I just don't know. Trump did nothing wrong, or Trump's a hero. I mean, I don't know, but we need to show that support now. But I'm telling you, people get intimidated by Congress, but there's all these big office buildings for the House and Senate, and you go there. And you go into the committee hearings, almost none of them are in the Capitol. That's just where the House and Senate chambers are when they're in session. And you just go to the metal detector and you go through. They're your constituents. They're not royalty. They're not Queen Elizabeth, a sovereign. We kicked her great-great-great-great-grandfather's ass, okay, to say that you work for us. And you need to go in there and get in their dirty little maggot-filled faces. And when they're in their towns and cities, or when they go to events, it's time. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you, if they win, they're going to physically come after everybody. So we don't offensively want any violence, but we've got to start preparing for defensive operations. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
I have to sign letters. It's the hardest thing I have to do. I sign letters. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Arkansas. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jones from Alabama. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Somebody from some great state. I'm sorry to inform you. Your son has been killed in combat. I'm so sorry. It's the hardest thing that I have to do. And I sign those letters, and it breaks your heart. And sometimes I go out to a place, Dover Air Force Base. It's a very tough experience. We go out there, and we meet the parents and the families, the wives, the children, the sisters, the brothers. We meet them, and we talk to them. These things are just impossible. I don't know how parents can do it, even. And I'll be talking to some of the parents, and they'll act like they're fine. I said, how are you doing? We're fine, sir. We're fine. We're really good. I said, that's great. And I'll tell the colonel, I'll say, Colonel, I think they're doing great. No, sir. They're not going to do great. You'll see. And I didn't know what he was talking about. This is the first time. And then we went outside to the runway, and this incredible machine is flying in, and it lands, and it comes over, and it pulls up. That door opens up, and the colonel told me, he said, sir, when that door opens up, those same people that you think are okay do things that you'll never see. You will hear sounds like you've never heard. That's what he did. And I saw that door open up with a coffin with a flag over it. And these beautiful soldiers, five or six on each side, lifting the coffin and walking down the runway, the plank, they call it, off this cargo plane. And I see parents make sounds, scream and cry like you've never seen before. A mother who was fine 20 minutes ago, you think, breaking the military line and jumping off and then jumping onto a coffin of her son or her daughter, jumping on top of the flowers, on top of the American flag. I've seen this. We were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We've now been there for 10 years. We were supposed to be in Afghanistan for a short period of time. We're now going to be there for close to 19 years. It's time to bring them home. It's time to bring them home.
We put that up on a fan page. Darren McBreen made it. Put it on his private page. It's a little fan page he's got from stuff he likes. And he's had it for a decade. And they took it down and said it was hate. Because they define things. They're judge, jury. They're executioner. And so because Trump wants to stop killing babies after they're born, because he wants to get us out of these endless wars, because he doesn't want people unchecked coming in from the Congo with Ebola that's now reportedly in the Caribbean, because he's trying to stabilize our economy, because he doesn't want communist China owning our debt, he's the bad guy. And they get up and they lie, and now they've passed the initiation of the expansion of Adam Schiff's kangaroo court with official impeachment proceedings. And they've got the votes to impeach the president. And they're threatening everybody in the Senate. And they got a bunch of tricks up their sleeves. And I'm only telling you this so people get out of their comfort zones. I wanted to get Reverend Childress on. And I appreciate him coming on for just a few segments here. And then we're going to go to all your calls, folks. We've got a bunch of important breaking news as well. I'm going to go into the fourth hour somewhere today. But I wanted to get Reverend Childress on because we talked about Kanye West last time he was on. And I said, I think he's for real. I don't think this is just some PR deal and nobody's perfect. But, you know, he can lead a lot of people to Christ. That's a good thing. And I remember Childress agreed with me. Some folks have been critical of him. And my point is, I said, the litmus test is the targeting of black babies is why Planned Parenthood was founded. This is some SJW virtue signal for me to say, oh, it's terrible that half the black folks that, you know, are conceived never make it out of their mother. And you know, 30-something million, 60 million-something people aborted. It's all insane. 30-something percent of black folks never get out of their mother's womb. They never had that first birthday, any of it. And if I went to a birthday party randomly at a park and grabbed a little kid's cake and smashed it on the wall, they'd arrest me for being mean to kids. But if you chop a kid up, it's a good thing. Now, the left has all these videos glorifying killing babies and now drag queen story time, you know, simulate killing babies. And these people are devil worshipers, folks. And I said the litmus test is, are you against black genocide for these fake black leaders? Because that's who's being fed in the wood chipper first is black people. And so it's not something of virtue saying, oh, I'm so nice to the black people, I'm so good. A lot of the black folks have been brainwashed and turned against me just because I'm white. I still understand they've been brainwashed, just like white people have been brainwashed. But the issue is, the true issue of genocide and targeting, everything's been tested on black people because they were isolated and targeted. And that's the historical fact. And you read what Margaret Sanger wrote, and you know about Bill and Melinda Gates, you know about the whole situation. It's all built on what we've allowed to be done there, and to have Kanye come out and talk about it, that is good, and that needs to be supported and praised. What do you think, Reverend Childress? I really appreciate you coming on the broadcast. People should, of course, check out your important website, blackgenocide.org. Thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, that's awesome. You hit the nail on the head. There's a tremor in the force today. Even on the web, they are already trying to censor and disrupt the videos that are playing Kanye's comments. And what is happening is he's kind of taken off where Tupac left off, who was getting ready to shift out of that hip-hop grievance mindset into supporting some of the Judeo-Christian ethic, and he was killed. We have to pray for Kanye West. He is the Democratic Party, as of right now, worst nightmare. Hillary or Harris poll just said 42% of black men are now supporting Donald Trump. Rasmussen in August said 36% of African American people are supporting Trump. We shared this. They're more skilled at reading data than we are. We don't talk about it enough. They cannot win in 2020. The only way they have to somehow disrupt or impeach or just denigrate this president so bad that he falls out of favor. Right now, they are witnessing the demise of their party because they made African Americans the key. Now they're the Achilles heel. They're going down big time, and this is amazing to watch. And you hit the nail right on the head. When he said abortion, I said, uh-oh, that's it. He is crossing over. Either he has to back off that statement or all hell is going to break loose on Kanye West.
And you can see in his eyes, as I've watched Kanye, like everybody has for decades, you can see the energy, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, this, you can see it in the body language. He's taking the step. He says, only thing I fear is my father, God.
He's a prophetical voice right now. Now, listen, you got Brad Pitt. Once again, Tupac, once again, had that ability to cross over culturally. You had Brad Pitt showing up at his church talking about he's changed his opinion on God. Kanye West, he's in the target right now. I'm praying for that brother every day. This is something that is a phenom right now in our culture. It's probably the last thing the Democrats thought would happen.
By the way, I'm not bragging, but Kanye does. I've confirmed, listen almost every day to at least some of the shows, so there's a good chance we get this message to him. I want to get your message to Kanye West, because you're right, he's under big attack right now. They do this fake attack saying he's not for real. No, ladies and gentlemen, he is for real, and what he's saying puts him in a lot of danger. We've got to support that and praise that, because he's putting his skin completely in the game. We'll be right back with Reverend Childress on the other side. Then your phone call and more. By the way, impeachment against Trump is now live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People have trouble believing it, but as soon as you research it, you find out how real it is. And Reverend Childers has made films. He testified to Congress. He's trying to go convict the spirits of particularly black congressional leaders about the genocide going on. And he'll be with us a little bit in the next segment. And I promise I'm going to get to every caller. I'll host some of the next hour before Matt Bracken takes over. He's going to be really ready to break down how serious this is and what curveballs he expects the deep state to throw, false flags to try to trigger a race war. You can just smell it. You can see it politically. But in the spirit, you can feel it. And as Reverend Childers has been coming on like 15 years, I've never heard him make a term like it's true. There's a disturbance of the force. Well, that's just Hollywood trying to rip off what's already really there. The gut, the spirit, the sixth sense has been proven. You can just feel it. I'll be honest. I mean, I feel loving. I feel love more than ever. But I really also feel real anger, and I have to physically hold back wanting to go after these people and the things they're doing and the Satanism they're openly conducting and saying, yeah, we kill babies after they're born. The normal thing to do when a governor says we're killing babies after they're born or before they're born is to go after them. And I'm not saying go after them because they got it set up where they can misrepresent it, where it's bad if you go stop a governor killing hundreds of thousands of kids, but he kills little babies who don't deserve it, and he's a good man. So I'm not a liar, folks, and I'm not somebody calling for violence, but I'm getting to the point here. And I see, that's when they're going to stage stuff, though. They know it has to happen soon. They're going to do it on their terms, and they're going to make us look like the bad guys. So don't pull the trigger first. Whoever pulls the trigger first loses. Shot heard around the world, the Redcoats, they pull the trigger first. We don't want violence, and I'm telling you, folks, they're already violent against our unborn and our born, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to stop ranting. Reverend Childers, let's play the clip about Kanye talking about Alex Jones' woke level. And in the same speech, he gets into they're targeting blacks for extermination, Planned Parenthood in the neighborhoods. I mean, this is coffin nails to the satanic agenda. Here it is.
Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all? Like, wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be. We brainwashed out here, bro. Come on, man. This is a free man talking. Democrats had us voting Democrats for food stamps for years, bro. What is you talking about? Guns in the 80s, taking the fathers out the home, Plan B, lowering our votes, making us abort our children. God should not kill.
Reverend Childers, this is historic. And the enemy knows that. I think the enemy knows they're losing. That's why they're launching full-out attacks. Have you seen all the Satanism stuff of simulated murdering babies and cutting them out of women? And these are the folks that are literally getting into the schools with our kids. I mean, what would you call this period of time we're in right now?
The battle for the soul completely and the battle for the country. It has come to be our political and spiritual Armageddon prior to the real one. This is 2020, going into 2020 should be activism, activism, activism. You said go after them. How do we go after them? We do. We have to go after in their face. We have to be on their steps. We have to be, I'm going to the museum in February 16th at the African Heritage Museum because they keep hiding eugenics and the story of Planned Parenthood there. And so we're going to lead a protest there. It's the way we're going to hit back whenever we can with the resources we have. But our message is resonating. Their message is depleting. It's being exposed. And you're absolutely right. If we lay back now, we're done. They are coming with something probably is going to be so demonic, so evil. And yet they're not ashamed. Look at the Cortez did not rebuke the woman or say or step away from that conversation when the lady stands up at her meeting and says, we have to start eating children. Now, I would have addressed that right there. Any human being should have addressed that. Well, that's not what we hear about that. She didn't say a word.
And again, all that LaRouche lady was doing was quoting what they've said. They're saying, start eating dead bodies. Don't have kids. Humans are bad. She's like, we need to eat the babies. We'll play that when we come back. Exactly. I'm glad you raised that. And the news is, they go, oh, well, that's fake. But the response of AOC isn't. She's nodding her head to this insanity.
Right. Kanye has to be prayerful because you get extremely frustrated watching why people won't respond and see the depths of evil this is and step away from it. And that's Kanye's frustration right now. He says, I'm only being real. I'm only being logical. I'm being objective. I choose my friends. I choose my political views. You do not choose for me. But they've had it that way so long. They are in the total derision right now, but they're planning something
big.
By the
way, Pastor, you just raised something. I guess you're picking it up for me. I mean, you're picking up how angry I am. I guess, and obviously, you are as well. They're so evil. It's like they're trying to provoke us, and they're just flaunting. And then other people are asleep, and we can't believe that it should be easy to beat this. I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely, and it's frustrating for me. And I've been in it for a while, and. I gotta thank God for the little incremental progress I see. It should be a total wave at this point, but they see it. Trust me, our foes see it, and I shun to think what they're going to do to set him up, to set up others, his family, anyone that's identified with Donald Trump right now is in the crosshairs. Probably no more so than Kanye West at this point.
No, I agree, because Trump and his family and people like myself have really been in the crosshairs. But I can tell you, they're now more afraid of Kanye West than they are of Alex Jones, because Kanye, as you said, can absolutely get people off the plantation.
Yes, that's exactly. He's going to be the Nat Turner they fear, and he's unquestionably. I don't think he asked for this. I think if you watch how all this happens, it kind of evolved. That's a good thing about this. It's not like he's trying to seek a program or trying to have a platform on this. It's just because he was being himself, he got out there. And that's a God thing to me. And this is what Jay-Z wanted to do with Obama and Hillary. This is what they cloned him for. And now what has happened is a protege, so to speak, has usurped his influence and is shaking the nation. This is what JC was supposed to do for Obama and Hillary. Didn't work out. But Kanye, my goodness, I mean, from prison reform, the lowest black unemployment in history, education, opportunity zones. I mean, people are now looking
at Trump.
Trump
is like a Moses figure.
Right now, he's gone past my expectations. You know, I knew he was the man, but really, I never thought he would make the progress in the years.
But like you said, the Lord works mysterious ways. They try this with Jay-Z. They try it with people, NBA stars LeBron James, but none of that catches because Hillary's a damn demon. I put that picture back up of her. I mean, Hillary looks like a jack-o'-lantern demon. My God, and just none of it's working. And then, boom, Kanye's not even trying, and he's scaring the hell out of them and totally changing minds.
Totally, absolutely, no question about it. To show you how bad it is, Hillary is thinking about coming back. This is how depleted and how they have no message. I've never seen a party with absolutely, totally no message.
But they have blackmail and they have threats and they're going after the Senate. I believe they will impeach Trump in the House. And then the battle's going to be the Senate. We'll finish up with Reverend Childress and your phone call straight.
Alex. Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. Biotriselinium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. Biotriselinium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, and InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So here's AOC. And a lady saying we got to eat the babies to save the earth. Well, they're nodding with her. Here it is.
We have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you know, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you really support a nuclear deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need
That's
to
who these
eat
individuals
the babies.
Are.
And this is very
And then again, worldwide they have these armies, many of them convicted pedophiles, that dress like demonic clowns. And then go out and scare the hell out of kids, unannounced at some schools without parents knowing. And then if the person identifies as a woman, we are supposed to go, that's not a demon psycho, that's a woman. So the new definition of a woman is a person simulating ripping a baby out of their womb when it's a man and drinking the blood and torturing the baby. But then meanwhile, we really are keeping babies alive outside of the womb to later harvest their organs. So there's no level of horror. Here, let's hear the audio of this. Go ahead and fade it up. That's what's going on in New York City, folks. And by the way, we looked this guy up. He does support drag queen story time. We found photos where it looks like he's at those. So this feller is going to drop by. Look at that trophy, that dead baby. Should I play the big compilation we've got of the mainstream media celebrating? Kill babies, it's fun. Teach them, make them submit. It's good to bully those babies. Look at that face. Look at that demon. Look at that mental illness. You know, we don't want to look at this, folks. Radio listeners are lucky they're not seeing it. But you should share it because that's who these folks are. But that's a lady. You can't talk bad about a lady as she simulates drinking baby blood. By the way, it's not for Halloween. Now, this dude does this year-round. Pure Satanism on the Instagram. Pull it up yourself. And that's in between, I guess, visiting your children. And again, Desmond is amazing. 9, 10, 11 would dance at pedo bars. We have a new thing. Police won't do anything in New York again. With convicted murderers and people handling him as his handlers. And he talks about how he takes Rohibinol and how he takes other drugs with adults. It's like, well, it's art when it's a little boy, but if they had a little 10-year-old girl at that event, so see, that's what it gets, you know, buck up, get tough, you know. I know the pedophile syndrome of the Catholic Church and 3,000-plus priests admitted in Pennsylvania that they would have satanic rituals with little children and rape them. This is mass industrial. Reverend Childress is going to leave us here in a few minutes, but I wanted him to be able to just finish talking about Kanye West, because it is a big deal, folks, you know, what he's doing. And I think it's a lot bigger than him just trying to get a Christian market. He knows you talk about Jesus and you talk about aborting babies, the left comes after you, especially if you're an icon. And this is a big deal. And I didn't know about the Brad Pitt. Tell me about what's going on with Brad Pitt, Reverend Childress.
Oh, well, shockingly, you know he's an atheist, and you know that I didn't know his parents were missionaries or something along that line.
Yes.
But he just recently went to Kanye West Church, felt that he had to change his position on God, and that he was now seeking after God, seeking after, I guess, Christ, because Kanye says Christ is king. So this was undoubtedly, you know, just it was shocking to me for Brad Pitt. You know, I had my evaluation on Brad Pitt, but obviously he's come to an end of himself. It's just to make that comment, living all your life an atheist and bragging about it. Now saying he was wrong, but it was from Kanye West. And once again, that's a crossover culturally. Kanye West is very dangerous right now to the Democrats. That's you have Hollywood acknowledging him when Hollywood usually supports the Democratic mantras, narratives, and everything they want to do. This is really amazing in these times. It's a God thing, and I just want to play my role, do everything I'm supposed to do, but I'm having fun watching others and other situations come up.
I totally agree with you, and we get frustrated seeing the evil. But the evil's coming out from under the rocks because it's throwing a fit. It's being exercised. It knows it's in trouble. So it's trying to hurry up and normalize it in hopes we'll give up and give in. But all it's doing is enraging us. And that's how evil fails throughout history. It thinks that it's that we're like its minions and that we're intimidated by it. And that is not what's happening.
The campaign to normalize it, just as you said, is up another level. Shockingly, they feel they're just going to ram it down the academia, the public square, Hollywood. Of course, that clip you just played, people have to understand that was somebody's business where this guy was right across the river from me. And I'm saying to myself, they are just going to, but you know, Andrew Cuomo and his legislation of infanticide, this is in your face time, and we have to be in their face, but we're winning. We're winning.
You're right. I wish Trump would do something about the censorship. Now they're going to ban all political ads. Well, they're going to let the Democrats run their ads. Now they're already silencing Republican candidates' ads on Twitter starting tomorrow. I mean, this is dangerous.
I can't believe he's going to let that go. I think he's planning something, but when he does it, it's going to have to be able to stick and move forward. He knows that would basically begin to stymie and unquestionably hinder this wave that's going on right now. They're in a complete panic right now. I mean, it's like their worst nightmares are appearing. And so we have to be bold. We have to be the lions. We have to be in the public square. We have to be at PTA board meetings, and we have to be at town meetings when there's something that's being imposed upon us that is not of our Judeo-Christian ethic.
And we've got to share your website, our website, and our own internet, like Drudge always warned, build your own infrastructure like you've done, blackgenocide.org, and the great film you produced exposing all this. You know, folks, every person you wake up is so critical. Every link you share is so critical. And now more than ever, people are looking for the truth, so share blackgenocide.org, Infowars.com, and Newswars.com. Thank you, Reverend Childress, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless.
And you're in Texas in January. We want to get you here in studio.
You got it.
All right, you're awesome. I think he's been here before, too. We went and interviewed him up there. That's where I met him years ago for a film. Okay, folks, I'm going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to go bam, bam, bam through your calls about 15 minutes the next hour. And then Matt Bracken, author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy about their false flags. He's going to be responding to official impeachment proceedings have been initiated. They had their little kangaroo deal to cook it up. They have training wheels. Now they're going to start rolling this sucker out, and it's just makes my blood boil. Because you go to a Democrat event, I mean, they look like a collection of child molesters, devil worshipers, and mentally ill people. And you go to a Republican event, it looks like good, hardworking, decent people of every race, color, and creed. I mean, it's just simple. These people are scum, okay? They're our enemies, period. And everybody just better get it's worse than I even know. There is no depth to these people. They are trash. And I don't know how anyone doesn't spend all their time fighting these people. And I'll say this, I get so focused on news days like this that I don't even plug and promote the products, and we're going to go bankrupt if we don't have your support, and we'll get shut down. So I'm going to tell you right now, I need a lot of money in a war chest into the future, no matter what they do to stay on air, to put airplanes in the air with messages, to a bunch of stuff I'm planning to pull. And I want to hire a bunch more reporters going to 2020. We've got a lot of plans, but it takes money, and we've got products you need. So the store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40-70% off. It's got to end on a whole bunch of items this weekend because they're selling out. You need to get them at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Parasite Cleanse Living Defense, the Big Iodine Challenge, 60% off, the X2, the X3, the Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. That's all got to end. But a lot of stuff came back in, like DNA Force Plus.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me.
By the way, welcome back, Alex Jones here. We're going right to your calls. Thank you for patiently holding. They just reminded me, I talked about this earlier in the week, and then I had one of the security guys come over and go, hey, Hillary Clinton said book people at Riverbend Center in downtown Austin, 3 to 4 p.m. this Sunday. Are you going? And yes, I will be down there. I'm not going to attempt to go in there. The Secret Service would stop me once I stood in line for hours. But I'm going to be outside, and I'm going to show you how vicious and evil and hateful her nasty supporters are. And so I'm going to go out and engage these people anywhere I can to show who they are and what they're doing. And there's going to be, obviously, a lot of other folks. But, you know, she's calling it the Book of Gutsy Women. Always uses the woman thing to hide behind. She's a monster. She's an evil, evil witch involved with Jeffrey Epstein and every other form of evil you can imagine. And so these arrogant leftists think they've silenced us. They haven't silenced anything. So no matter where this monster goes, you need to go expose her. And she can't stop you getting tickets or going in and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist and the head of your foundation was convicted for smuggling children out of Haiti and you're a monster and you're a criminal. She's running the whole impeachment against Trump right now. We got a bunch of, you know, neocon wannabe Trump supporters that claim they represent Trump. They don't. They're out there ponying up, bowing down to Twitter and Facebook to stay on there. We don't give a rat's, you know what. We're going to go out and we're going to expose these monsters everywhere they are, and you need to too. It's fun. It's good. And it's going to happen. Infowars.com. Newswars.com, band.video. They can't stand it when you realize how much power you have. We're not just like some regular site saying, oh, change the world, share our site. We've done it together. We've got the fire of victory, and all you've got to do is throw it. It's forbidden. It's verboten. Find out what you're not supposed to hear. Tune into it. You're just as important as I am, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, more important, because there's more of you than me. I need you. You need me. We don't like these devil worshipers. So let's face them. And let's pray that God bring judgment upon them for the innocent's sake. Okay. Who's it on the longest? Is it Danny? Is it, let's see. Yes, it's Danny and then Jason. Danny in Portland. An enemy stronghold. Danny, what's on your mind today? Thanks for holding.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. God bless Donald Trump. And God bless the patriots, true Americans. I got a lot on my mind. well, first I wanted to say, quote scripture, the wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And that's Psalm 12:8 and
exactly, it's a ritual. And that's even in satanic. I don't mean fake Aleister Crowley stuff, but real satanic, you know, books. And said, I went and read them. I looked at. I mean, we're talking rare books, and it's lesser magic. They do rituals in the open because subconsciously you know what's going on. Consciously you don't, and that gives them great power. They believe. Sorry, go ahead. And the Bible explains that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, we're definitely seeing vileness exalted. I was already seeing it everywhere with the drag queen story time. And then, you know, I've seen that video of the drag trans person, cutting a baby out of their fake stomach and drinking the blood, and people are laughing and filming and joking around.
But it's that psychotic look. That person could be in Hollywood playing a demon, because they are.
Oh, it's disgusting, and the fact that people laugh about it, think it's funny, it's just that's a clear sign that things are really, really in a bad spot right now. And I have noticed, and I talked to you the other day, actually, about this, and here in Portland, that it's not just myself, it's everyone, and I'd say especially the people who are kind of blindly, sheepishly following the left. There's just a mass depression, a mass sense of dread, that something big or bad is happening, or both. And I think it's just that we're on the precipice, as you like to say, of, you know, so either it's going to get real good or real bad here in just a minute.
And all I'm trying to do is to say the redcoats are coming, one is by land, two is by sea, instead of the Republican echo chamber that everything's fine. And I'm not being doom and gloom. People need to worry. Almost everyone I knew said, oh, they'll never start official impeachment proceedings. Well, it just happened today. And so I agree with Drudge showing what they're doing, showing how bad it is, so people aren't delusional, and so we do something. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think people need to just get up and fight. You know, it's like watching someone who's just passively being beaten and spit on. And you just want to say, just get up and swing, you know, just do something. Don't just sit there and take it, you know. That's what everybody's doing. They're sitting there and they're
taking it. That's it. I don't want to take it. Exactly. I mean, I wanted to work 24 hours yesterday. I worked 20 hours yesterday, and I didn't want to sleep, but I did a few hours. And people are like, how are you having that much energy? Well, I had like four cups of coffee yesterday. Already had two today. But, I mean, it's not that. It's the spirit wants to fight. The flesh is weak. The spirit wants to fight. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call, Danny. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Man, I'm actually just feel like I could open it. I mean, you know what? Actually, I feel like I can beat up about 20 full-grown men. I mean, I'm not bragging. I don't like this feeling. I am in a kick people's ass mode. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly how you feel, man. And you know, every day you turn the TV on, you get 99% Democratic ads. Every day you get on Twitter, they say they're going to block ads, but everything I always get is Democratic ads. You know,
oh, of course.
I block them, I delete them. And, you know, I support my president 150%, and I'm glad to see that people are doing that, and we're trying to make strides. One question I have is, how do we get through the complete narrow-minded people that you ask them, why don't you like the president, and they can't give you an answer?
You know, I got to tell you, Christ said, let the dead bury the dead, knock the dust off your feet. Try to wake people up, but if they are delusional and give you that little demon smile back, move on, they're gone. For whatever reason, they're turned over to delusion or a reprobate mind, whatever you want to call it. They're given great, great delusion, and they bought into it. They bought the chili. And so I would just move on to people that do care and people that, you know, the crazy part is we went down and interviewed homeless people downtown, mainly black homeless people. Because they're mainly white around town, but downtown they're mainly black for whatever reason. Statistically, you know, what's her name? Michael Obama was saying that, you know, white people are running from black people. Well, statistically, black folks congregate together more than any other group. But it's mainly black homeless folks. They're like, will you take a microchip to get free stuff? They're like, that's the mark of the beast. My privacy violated. I'm not giving up my humanity for that. I'm not a slave. Well, you go talk to some liberal white lawyer, they'll say, hell yeah, I'll take a chip. So, like, literal crackhead. These black guys said, I'm a cocaine addict. And, like, Owen talked to, like, 15 black guys. Only one of them said, I'd take a chip. So again, they still have dignity and know that it's a satanic assault, that's a sign of turning to evil. And even though they're addicted to cocaine, they wouldn't do it for cocaine. But the average leftist wants to defile their body and says, I want the chip. I mean, so you see how it's spiritual.
Absolutely, man. I see it. And we're definitely in a war, and we got to stand and fight. And the only thing left for me to do that I haven't done is stood on the steps at D.C. And that's coming in the recent weeks. I'm taking my family up there, and we're going to get in Adam Schiff's face. And anybody we can come in contact with to let them know that the people of America still believe in faith and truth, and we see right through your lies, and we're going to do everything we can to stand behind our president so we do succeed.
Well, sir, that's beautiful, and we should probably do some shows on what I recommend to do, but I would just have your phone, camera, you have your site, a family vacation site on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Just, oh, we're here. Shoot some videos. Oh, here's the monument. Here's the thing. And then say, oh, we're going in to meet our congresspeople. And then you go in. They tell you when they're coming back. And you'll just run into people in the halls. And then you just come over and ask them questions. They'll treat you like crap or give some, you know, answer like, yeah, I want to ban all the guns. And then you'll have a viral video. And they'll just know, though, my goodness, because let me tell you, I've been in the Senate and House buildings many times over the years. Probably, it's not exaggerate, 25 times, okay, over the years. And they're always shocked to see patriots because there's nothing but some mainstream media and a few Soros people running around to get all the news coverage. So they've trained us to run down to the big demonstrations, and then the media doesn't cover those. But they, oh, don't go to the Capitol. Don't go to the office buildings. Don't go there. Don't go there. Yes, go there. And don't even go to D.C. Find out where they're giving speeches and coming back to their district. And go get in those maggots' faces. God bless you, Jason. More calls coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.